Iran has held the first international conference on the auto industry, gathering local and international automotive manufacturers. But political events in recent days made this event more worthwhile.
The conference here witnessed a change of mood following talks last week in Geneva on easing sanctions on Iran's auto industry, and this led to many closed-door meetings at the venue of the conference.
Iran's auto industry reached its peak production of 1.7 million vehicles 2 years ago. Several items led to a reduction in the production of this industry, cutting of government subsidies along with inflation being some of them. However, manufacturers here hope to reach those levels and beyond soon. The head of the International Organization of Motor Vehicle Manufacturers said Iran can return to previous levels within months.
I think it's a clear willingness of Iran government to send a signal to the automotive global sector. So potential is huge. First potential is to at least very fast come back to previous volume of production, which is 1.6, 1.7, already reached in 2010 and 2011. This can be done, I think, in a matter of months.
Iran's Minister of Industry, Mohammad Rezane Matzadeh, talked about reaching the previous production levels and aiming products for exports, thus improving both quality and quantity. He said more focus should be put on research and development in this sector, and also focusing on diesel and hybrid passenger vehicles, which don't have a share in Iran's present market. On the sidelines of the conference, the minister held talks behind closed doors with France's Renault, and reportedly Peugeot. Renault stayed in Iran despite the sanctions, but Peugeot, Iran's biggest partner in the industry, left the market 2 years ago.
We've been, as it has been said, partnering with, in the last 10 years, with key automotive player in the country.
Iran's first vice president was also present at the event. Esaq Jahangiri said the focus of Iran's new government has been to improve financial stability in the first place. He said the government has been successful in reducing the inflation rate in its 3 months in power. Will this conference on November 30th mark an important day for Iran's auto industry? And will the new agreements forged affect Iran's market? Only time will tell. Pedro Haidari reporting for Press TV in Tehran.